Well, we have an essayist. This time it is Karen Ahrens, and she's going to talk to us about, health and nutrition issues. And this one she calls the SNAP Challenge.
My husband, teenage daughter, and I took the SNAP Challenge in September to gain a better understanding of what it's like to live with very little to spend on food. We spent $4.25 per day. The average a person receiving food stamps, or SNAP, receives in North Dakota. SNAP is short for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. SNAP benefits are there for people who earn at or below 130% of the poverty line. For a three-person family, that's $2,116 a month, or about $25,400 a year. The supplemental means that economists figured you should be able to spend about 30% of your income on food, plus SNAP benefits, to feed your family by following a thrifty food plan. In reality, when you make this little, SNAP benefits may be all that's left to spend on food after rent, lights, heat, car, childcare. Many of us take food-related decisions and resources for granted. A well-stocked pantry, cooking tools, pots and pans, a working stove and refrigerator. Many in our country come to the table with much less. My husband and I found ourselves preoccupied by thoughts of food. I woke up in the middle of one night, wondering if there would be enough food, especially for our growing daughter. Each morning, I'd count the slices of bread remaining, and together my husband and I would decide how much to eat to ensure we wouldn't run out. We did run out of milk, and I opened another carton in the fridge for our daughter. But what do parents do who don't have more milk or bread in the bread box? Eat less? Not pay a bill? Ask a neighbor? Visit a food pantry? When the home pantry is empty and wallets are empty, food pantries can help fill the gap. Here in North Dakota, 1 in 10 of us accessed the Great Plains Food Bank and their feeding network partners in 2012. Come November 1st, even more might turn to food pantries as a decrease in SNAP goes into effect, reducing by about a dollar a day the amount a family of three receives. If we couldn't make it through a week before this decrease, I don't know how many more folks will get by with less. Given that the Farm Bill Conference Committee in Congress is looking at even more substantial SNAP cuts, the situation of hunger and food insecurity is bound to get worse in our state and our country. To anyone who says that accessing food through SNAP is taking the easy way out, I encourage you, try it yourself. I encourage anyone who helps others make decisions about food to buy or food to eat, and any elected official who makes decisions about spending on food and nutrition programs to step up and take the challenge. It will change how you think about how people access what's necessary for all human life, food.
That commentary from health and nutrition consultant Karen Ahrens.